Eye of the Storm with Charlene Sherman is your calm place in a crazy world. Featuring good news, comedy and laughter, inspiring guests, and easy, practical ways you can reduce stress, be healthy, and simply enjoy life more. So if you need to unwind and get away from it all, join Charlene on Eye of the Storm. You'll feel better.
Welcome to Eye of the Storm, your calm place in a crazy world. I'm your host, Charlene Sherman, and you're listening to a live Dream Vision 7 radio network broadcast at 1510 AM Revolution Boston in beautiful Marina Bay. Be sure to also tune into my show on the Dream Vision 7 network live online and at 4 p.m. and 4 a.m. Eastern Time, Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays. To learn more and for a full station schedule that includes our affiliate show times, go to dreamvision7radio.com. You know, if you need to relax, have a few laughs, and hear some good news for a change, you are in the right place, because that's what we're going to do here on Eye of the Storm. So I wanted to get started today with some good news. And we've all heard the saying that it's more blessed to give than to receive. And as it turns out, that is literally true. The latest research indicates that being a kind, altruistic person has tremendous health benefits for the giver at least as much as the receiver. One of the largest studies on the effects of kindness was conducted by Alan Lux, a former executive director for the Institute of the Advancement of Health and author of The Healing Power of Doing Good. And in his research, he discovered that engaging in kind or altruistic acts has definite healing effects on our brain and body chemistry. It reverses feelings of depression and helplessness and isolation. It enhances feelings of joy, self-worth, and optimism. It decreases the awareness and intensity of physical pain. And it strengthens the immune system. So apparently, nice guys really do finish first. Now, speaking of acts of kindness, employees at an Australian bus company, Grenda Corporation, couldn't believe their good fortune when surprise bonuses averaging $8,500 to $30,000 were paid into their accounts. And Ken Grenda, the founder of the family-owned company, recently sold off its transit operations, and he decided to share the profits with all members of the staff, from drivers to senior executives. According to Mr. Grenda, a business is only as good as its people, and our people are fantastic, he said. So you may want to share the acts of kindness research with your boss, and who knows, maybe it'll inspire him or her to be a little more generous. Now, I want you to keep in mind, too, that acts of kindness don't have to be big, grand gestures. In fact, I think it's the little things that we do on a day-to-day basis that can add up to really make the most difference. Probably one of the simplest acts of kindness is a smile. And research indicates that even just a simple smile can accomplish a lot more than you'd imagine. As it turns out, smiling is contagious. The more you smile, the more people around you will, too. According to psychologist Dr. David Lewis, seeing people smile creates what is termed as a halo effect, actually helping us to feel more optimistic, more positive, and more motivated. So you're doing all that for someone every time you share a smile with them. Now, as it just so happens, this is National Kindness Week. And the Random Acts of Kindness Foundation has lots of inspiring stories and ideas for ways that you can put the healing benefits of kindness into action in your own life. So if you want to find out more about this, just visit their website at actsofkindness.org. Now, Valentine's Day was just a few days ago, so if you're like me, you might have indulged in a little chocolate, or maybe a lot of chocolate. And there's great news out there for all you chocolateholics. The latest study suggests that dark chocolate, in addition to its mood-boosting properties, which I think everyone is familiar with, is actually good for your heart also. It helps regulate blood pressure, it lowers cholesterol, and it may even reduce your risk of heart failure. Dark chocolate is full of antioxidant-rich nutrients called flavonoids, as well as a beneficial fatty acid called oleic acid, and it's these nutrients that scientists believe are responsible for the healing effects. So So just keep in mind it has to be dark chocolate, not milk chocolate. And you only need just a little bit. So I don't know about you, but that's my kind of medicine. In other news, Emory University researchers discovered that we can improve our moods and even our marriages just by trying something new. Research shows that the brain's pleasure centers are stimulated by pleasant surprises. In other words, things that are new or different in a positive way. And that these new experiences activate the brain's reward system, flooding it with dopamine and norepinephrine. And these are the same brain circuits that are active in early romantic love. So adding a little adventure into your life can really lift your spirits and help cast off depression. And couples who regularly seek out new experiences together report feeling more in love than couples who don't. Now, you'll be relieved to know, and this doesn't mean you have to go bungee jumping or skydiving. It can be as simple as just trying a new cuisine or a new restaurant, taking a dance class. But whatever it is, just make sure it's something that's a little bit outside of your normal routine, something that stretches you just a little bit. Now, it's time for our laughter workout. We all know that laughter is the best medicine. We've all heard that. And wouldn't it be great if we could literally laugh away our problems, our anxiety, our stress, even physical pain? Well, there's a lot of research that suggests that we can do just that. And today we're going to learn how to access the healing power of laughter, even if there's no reason to laugh. So joining us to explain how we can do that are Linda and Bill Hammacher. They are certified laughter yoga teachers, graduates of the American School of Laughter Yoga. Yes, you can actually go to school for this. And the Dr. Kataria School of Laughter Yoga. They're founders of the Let's Laugh Today Club in Franklin, Massachusetts. And they have been named ambassadors to laughter yoga by Dr. Madan Kataria. He is the Indian physician who created laughter yoga. Hello, Linda and Bill.
Hello. Hi, Charlene.
Hello. Welcome to Eye of the Storm. We're going to get a little silly today, right?
Absolutely.
We ask that you leave your mind at the door. We just are going to be silly together. This is unconditional laughter from the body rather than conditional laughter from the mind.
Hmm. Now, what exactly, for people wondering, can you give us kind of a basic definition? What is laughter yoga?
All right, sure. So laughter yoga, it's a unique concept where we learn to laugh for no reason. We do, instead of jokes, and there's no jokes or comedy, instead we just do exercises in a group. We have other friends with us, and we look in their eyes and laugh with them. It's called laughter yoga because in addition to the laughter, we do a little bit of yoga breathing. So That's the only yoga you see. You get the breathing to get the oxygen, and between the laughing and the breathing, your whole body and brain gets filled with oxygen, and you feel great. Started in 1995 by Dr. Kataria, as you said. He just got together with five friends in a park and said, let's try this. And they did, and they had a great time at it, and they spread it all throughout India, and then they spread it throughout the whole world, so that now there are thousands of clubs doing this in over 65 different countries. One of the reasons laughter yoga works so well is that the body really doesn't know the difference between a laughter exercise and normal joke-based laughter. Either way, you get the same physical response. You get the great endorphins flowing through the body and get the mood lifting and everything. So he learned that we don't have to wait for somebody to make us laugh. We can just laugh.
We create our own happiness.
Now, I think that's an amazing point, and I think we're all so conditioned that to think that, well, we can only laugh if something's funny.
Right.
And you're saying that, nope, we don't have to wait for a reason to laugh. We can just it's almost like fake it till you make it, because your body doesn't know the difference between laughing in response to something that's funny versus choosing to engage in the physical act of laughing.
Yeah, we'll try an example of that right now. So, you know, we use little scenarios when we do laughter yoga. So let's imagine we have a tube of laughter cream in our hand that we bought on the floor. We're going to squeeze out something to our hand now, And we're going to rub it all over our body and laugh.
Let's do that.
that cream feels good.
Now, what I'm finding is that you just start to laugh naturally, and especially when you hear people laugh. You almost can't help but start laughing yourselves.
Well,
now,
it does become contagious and real, just with another person even. And just like you said, the smile makes you feel good. Well, laughter is a smile that just bursts, so that even makes you feel better.
Mm-hmm. I like that. Now, is there a really basic laughter yoga exercise that we can do right now and that people listening could do, you know, maybe wherever they might be?
Yes, we know tens of thousands of laughter yoga exercises when we figured out what we can do without seeing the people. And one would be, let's pick a laughter flower from the ground and pick it up. Everybody do that and just take a breath of that flower, sniff it in, and then laugh. Laugh out. Now take the petals of that laughter flower and shower them all over your body with laughter. And now if you're allergic, you take a breath of that flower and we go, achoo! So try that, achoo! And then we do a little chant. Like, very good, and raise our arms, yay! And that just makes you feel good and gets you in touch with your inner child and this childlike playfulness that we're trying to get back, that as adults we kind of lost along the way. And motion creates emotion, so the motion of raising your arms, of clapping, chanting, and doing these exercises releases all these happiness chemicals that make you feel good. We can give you another exercise and tell you the magic of chant. And this chant you can do any time of the day to give you that boost of energy.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's very easy to learn. It's just ho, ho, ha, ha, ha. But you do it in two, three times. And you do clap while you do it. And when you clap, you want to clap your fingers together to stimulate the acupressure points in the hand. We'll all try that together. Ho, ho,
ho, ha, ha, ha.
Ho, ho,
ho, ha, ha, ha.
Ho, ho,
ha, ha, ha.
Very good, yay! I feel better already. Now let's show everybody our credit card bill, our Visa bill that just came in the mail. Hold that up, and if you're by yourself, just look at that credit card bill and laugh. Ready, set, go.
Well, now that's a really good one. I think a lot of people are probably thinking, laugh at my bills. That's like the last thing. But, you know, laughter does, it alleviates our stress, right? And it does stimulate creative thinking. So if we're stuck with a problem.
And then you can problem solve better because it's
right. Right. So if you're feeling stressed and you're having a problem and you feel like you're getting caught up in kind of like a web of worry, it's good to take a little laughter break, isn't it?
Absolutely.
That's why we talk gibberish when we want to clear our mind.
Got no papati, no lickety ta.
Lickety tart like a boule. Got a ta-ta-ta. Is it a pwaki?
No lickety tachi. Got
blickety.
So that's another thing we do in laughter yoga clubs is we just talk nonsense, and it kind of back to childhood again. And
it's a made-up language of your own, and it's using that creative part of your brain, and we might do gibberish punchlines. We might explain a PowerPoint presentation in gibberish. We might partner up and do gibberish or do a gibberish ghost story. So that's a few minutes of something we do in each of our sessions, and that's just something, again, to make you feel good or to teach people to laugh on their own and do that by themselves. Another example would be how we laugh when we work all the time. So let's dust the shelf that's in front of us. Take your dust cloth and dust it and laugh. Let's all do that. And then we do our ho, ho, ha, ha, ha. Oh, ho, ha, ha, ha. So we would be moving around at the club, or people who have to sit. We do this with seniors also, or people who are disabled. They just sit, and we go around to them and laugh. So it can be for any age. That's what's so wonderful about laughter yoga. We've had ages from 4 up until 84.
That's wonderful. And now I know some people are probably listening. If they've just tuned in, they're thinking, what is, God, are these people crazy? Or if maybe they feel a little silly doing these exercises. But that's the point, isn't it? Is to kind of, if you do feel silly and it becomes very funny, and you really, what I found is you really do start laughing. And I think getting past feeling silly is a good thing, you know, because isn't that's a big fear a lot of people have is a major source of stress.
Being silly together. Mm-hmm. We realize the health benefits in it, so that's why.
Right, right.
And just like children, we've been told that our sessions are like an adult kindergarten, so it's just having fun together and a mini vacation. Milton Berle said laughter is a mini vacation.
Oh, I like that.
The advantage.
I think that's true.
You learn not to feel silly.
That's
an acquired thing. When you first do it, the first time you come, certainly I did, the first time I came, I felt silly, you know, holding up my cell phone and laughing into it and everything. But after I did it a couple of visits, I realized, you know, there's no reason to feel self-conscious or silly. You're just a person.
Yeah.
Things. You're there for the health benefits, and you get over some of that.
Right. I think that's a big hurdle for people to get over, and I think if you can get past that worrying about what other people are thinking or worrying that you're going to look silly, I think if you can get past that in life, I think that's a very freeing thing, and I think it opens up a lot of possibilities.
People seem to get past that within just a few minutes, a few exercises. We tell them to come at least 3 times to see if it's for them, so see if they can do it. Most people come back to our sessions because they know the benefits. They sleep better afterwards. They know that any aches or pains that they had are just forgotten for that hour of laughter. They like the social connections. They meet new friends. All the health benefits. It strengthens your immune system, helps you reduce stress. It's been life-changing for Bill and me. And letslaughtoday.com, our website, lists all the many health benefits.
Yeah, it's been shown what it can reduce, has actually been shown to reduce depression, anxiety, and it really is literally a physical workout as well. In addition to the emotional benefits, also, you're actually getting, when you laugh, you're actually getting a cardiovascular workout.
And you're working your abs. It depends as much as you put into it. And when you do the ho-ho and really give it your all, it does make a difference. And
so you can get rock-hard abs through laughter yoga.
Yes, you can. In order to get the benefits, you need to laugh straight through the 15, 20 minutes, which is what we do, and we teach people how to do that at home. And we do have a laughter yoga practice that we do ourselves at home so that we can get the benefits, and it has helped us tremendously.
So what have you noticed in your own life? How have you noticed, what changes have you noticed, I guess, in your own health or in your relationship since you started practicing laughter yoga?
Well, basically, as you had mentioned, you lighten up about stuff, things that you used to worry about. You just don't worry about them quite so much. If you find certain things frustrating, you can say you don't like to drive in traffic, where you can stop and just get you laugh about it, and you just, it just, things get lighter. So
that's just wonderful, Bill. We need to take a short break here on Eye of the Storm, so keep laughing and practice your laughter yoga, and we'll be right back.
Do you need to relax, have a few laughs, and hear some good news for a change? Join us on Eye of the Storm, your calm place in a crazy world, every third Saturday at 3 p.m. Eastern with Charlene Sherman. Eye of the Storm is part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Tune in for the Spiritually Speaking with Laura Lester Fournier show every second Sunday of the month at 6 p.m. Eastern. Each show will highlight a guest on a topic sure to inspire and assist you in connecting with your divine purpose. Remove the barriers and experience more peace, forgiveness, true love, and grace. Tune in. Be inspired. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Please join us on Skydance Astrology, the key to your soul's purpose, with esoteric astrologer Charlene Rose Johnson, the third Sunday of every month at 8 p.m. Charlene will discuss how this ancient key of the wisdom traditions works and will conduct sample interpretations of this language of the soul. Your spiritual purpose need not be a mystery. For information about obtaining oral readings via phone or Skype or full written reports, please go to the SkydanceAstrology.com webpage. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
The fourth annual Discover You Holistic and Wellness Expo, the largest expo in Rhode Island. Saturday, March 17th and Sunday, March 18th at Twin River Event Center. Discover the possibilities for a happier and healthier holistic you as you visit over 100 exhibitor booths or attend the full lineup of speakers featuring Bernie Siegel, MD, and Roland Comtois. Two-day admission is $12, $10 in advance. Separate VIP pass to meet and greet the authors is $35 per speaker, includes admission. Discover You Holistic and Wellness Expo. Visit discoveryouexpo.com.
Join CPA, personal financial specialist Jane Honig, and psychologist Amy Wood on Your Money and Your Life on the fourth Saturday of every month at 3 p.m. and create a new life with money, because it's not about the numbers, it's about your state of mind. Jane and Amy will help you master the beliefs that drive not only your financial life, but all the areas of your life that matter. With new awareness and a positive attitude, you'll be on your way to creating a life of greater prosperity. This show is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Join us every second and fourth Sunday at 7 p.m. for Living on Purpose with Carolyn Romano, where we explore the mysteries, meaning, and sometimes madness of life. Let's figure out together the ways we're meant to serve and become the fullest expressions of our most authentic selves. Let's figure out together how to create lives of balance, abundance, and joy. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Take a journey to a place of the divine love within with Deborah Beauvais on the Love by Intuition show, Saturdays 2 to 3 p.m. Our message is love in the purest form. The light within us all is a guide to recall our beginning, to learn to love self and humankind, to feel the higher power of our own divinity, to attract love. One needs to be love. Saturday, 2 to 3 p.m., all part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Radio live broadcast here at 1510 AM Revolution Boston. I'm your host, Charlene Sherman, and we've been enjoying a laughter workout with laughter yoga teachers Linda and Bill Hammaker. Welcome back, Linda and Bill.
Hello.
Hi. Well, to finish answering the question about how it's affected our lives, personally, it's helped me with fibromyalgia symptoms and depression, and laughter for no reason brings more laughter into your life. We have laughed so much more. We don't wait for a comedy or jokes or to read something funny. We're able to just laugh every time we put on the light or every time we open the door. You know, we are just have it come so easily to us, which is just a gift that we try to train other people to do. And if you look on our website, letslaughtoday.com, you'll see all the testimonials of many people who it has changed their lives. They now laugh in their cars when they're waiting for the red light. They do some dancing on the steering wheel and laugh.
The other drivers will think you're a little crazy, and they'll stay out of your way.
Well, we don't care what other people think. We're doing it because it's
exactly.
healthy for us. Bill and I haven't gotten colds anymore. This has helped with our immune system. It's helped with our relationship and communication. We laugh at the challenges that have happened in our lives. And to be truthful, I actually had a tooth pulled late yesterday, and that was an emergency situation. And I was able to deal with it. I don't think I would have been able to deal with the whole week I went through without laughter yoga. And it was just, it's such a natural painkiller to laugh, and you're releasing endorphins. It's not just the serotonin that you're releasing, it's the painkillers, and it makes a difference. And the two of us are so lucky that together we can do exercises. But there are exercises you can do by yourself. You can just hold up your hand and look in your hand and pretend it's a hand mirror and give yourself a good laugh.
Well, you know, it's funny when you said how the laughter just comes more easily, because I, just over the last week or so, I knew you were coming on my show, and I kind of wanted to experience it a little bit for myself, so I was just doing a few basic exercises just myself, and it's absolutely true. I have found just in this short amount of time, I feel like I'm laughing just much more easily, even when things aren't necessarily funny. It just seems to be just more natural to just laugh. So I can tell you that, you know, it really does work. I mean, not that you already know that, of course, but
well, it's like lifting weights. It just takes practice, and then it becomes easier. It takes practice like anything else. So that's why we encourage people to do these laughter exercises on our own. And we do have sessions in Westwood, Mass., Franklin, Mass., and Sharon, Mass. Coming up. And we do private sessions and private groups and laugh with your staff. And anybody who wants us to come, we'll give them a lesson in how to lighten up about life and how to decompress their stress with laughter.
Well, you know, I appreciate your coming here, Bill and Linda, thank you so much for sharing some laughter with us today. And how can people find out more, not only about your groups, but maybe in general, because we have people that listen all over the world?
The main laughter yoga websites are laughteryogaamerica.com.
Okay.
The international one is laughteryoga.org. You'll find so much information there and YouTubes to watch and where you can find a laughter class near you. And we are letslaughtoday.com. Our email is billandlinda@letslaughtoday.com. And we'd love to hear from people. The vision of laughter yoga is actually to achieve health, joy, and world peace through laughter. And once you get on the web, you'll see how this is an international movement that we are so happy to be part of. And we love Dr. Kataria and thank him so much for all the work that he's done. Bill.
Well, that's wonderful. Thank you so much,
Bill,
for joining me today.
I do? Okay. I'll get in the last word.
Thank you for having us, Charlene.
You're so welcome. Well, joining us now is Jillian Robinson. She's an award-winning television producer. She hasn't called yet. Okay, thank you. So that was Linda and Bill Hammaker. They are laughter yoga teachers. And for more information, you can visit their website at letslaughtoday.com. For those of you who may not be in front of a computer or have internet access, their phone number is 508-660-2223. And, you know, there are so many healing benefits to laughter that we just barely scratched the surface. I think the most important thing about laughter yoga is the point there is you don't have to have a joke
You don't have to be watching a sitcom in order to laugh. You can just laugh as almost as an act of will, because your body doesn't know the difference. You know, your muscles, your organ systems, they don't know the difference between a real laugh that's induced because something is humorous or a fake laugh. And you'll be getting this great cardiovascular workout. It increases your oxygen intake. And throughout the world, there are laughter yoga groups where you can meet, you can take classes. There are videos on YouTube if you want to just get started. Maybe you don't want to join a group. Maybe you feel a little self-conscious about starting out doing this in front of other people or with other people. You can just start practicing on your own. You can go to Bill and Linda Hammaker's website, as we mentioned, that's letslaughtoday.com. And they have classes available, a calendar available. There's also the laughteryoga.org website for people who are based all over the world. You can find laughter clubs no matter where you are on the planet. And it's well worth checking out. It's a very easy, simple thing you can do. It really changes your body chemistry for the better. It'll help you relieve all the negative effects of stress. You know, it reduces cortisol. Cortisol is a stress hormone, and it'll help relieve that. It'll strengthen your immune system, make you more, resilient. And a lot of people have reported benefits. People were suffering from physical pain, whether it's, I know Linda mentioned she had suffered from fibromyalgia, and you know, a lot of people have arthritis or back pain, knee pain, that kind of thing. And there's a lot of research that suggests that laughter can alleviate physical pain, and we think that's because of the endorphins that get released. So, you know, that's a lot better than having to take painkillers or just suffer with the pain. It's I think, a wonderful form of medicine. So I would really encourage you to explore that. Now, our second guest today is going to be Jillian Robinson. And I hope she'll be able to join us in just a few moments. She's an award-winning television producer. Her programs have aired on PBS and the Discovery Channel. She's a world traveler. She's the author of a book called Change Your Life Through Travel, Inspiring Tips for Richer, Fuller, More Adventurous Living. And hopefully in a few minutes she'll be joining us to share some of her amazing adventures and to show us how what she calls the spirit of travel can help us all to live a more passionate, courageous, abundant life, even if we can't go any farther than a tank of gas. I think that's the really amazing part. You know, Jillian Robinson's been all over the globe. She's been to at least 33 different countries. She's followed in the footsteps of great writers like Isaac Dinesen and Ernest Hemingway. You know, she's had all kinds of experiences that I think most of us just kind of dream about. But the wonderful thing that she's done in her book, Change Your Life Through Travel, is that she's found a way to bring the spirit of travel home with her. And to make the point that we don't necessarily have to go to exotic locations to have these benefits that travel brings us. You know, and if you remember earlier in the show, we were talking about the Emory University researchers who discovered that having new and positive surprises or trying new adventures, new things, can really have a positive effect on our mood and on our brain chemistry. And it can really help alleviate depression. It can increase our self-confidence. And it can improve our marriage relationships as well. I would think also that those healing benefits, and I'm just extrapolating here myself, I would think that that would imply that your family relationships can also benefit, not just your marriage, but let's say you have children and you're able to plan some new little adventures and things to do as a family with your kids, that would also be a bonding experience, not just for a marriage, but for a whole family with the kids as well. And in Jillian's book, she talks about eight different ways that travel can positively change and impact your life. One of them is that it can increase your self-esteem, and it can also help you to take more risks. In other words, when we stretch ourselves, even in little ways, just by, let's say, trying a new restaurant even, that might not seem like much, or maybe if we'd normally stay in and watch videos, maybe we decide to just take a day trip, maybe a day trip that doesn't even have a particular itinerary. These are the kinds of things that can really kind of open up the world to us, kind of expand our horizons. And as I mentioned before, there's research that supports the positive health benefits of kind of stretching ourselves in these little ways, because it really will bring forth that positive brain chemistry. It helps alleviate depression, and so it's really well worth trying. And what you can do is you can just look, if you can't, let's say, plan a long-distance travel or a travel experience to some exotic location, you can start by just exploring your own backyard. And I know in my own experience, I've heard so many people say that, oh, they never see the sights in their own region, their own hometown or area, until somebody from out of town comes to visit them. And then they make a point maybe of taking in some of the sights. But you don't have to wait for that. You can start to view every weekend or day off as a potential for a new adventure. What you can do is, I would recommend starting off going to, you can either visit your local visitor center, and just about everywhere has a visitor center. You can go online to your state's, whatever state you live in or community you live in, go online and look up travel guides for your, literally, travel guide for your own backyard, basically, and find out what historical sites might be in your area, what cultural sites. If you're outdoorsy at all, you might want to look up, you know, hiking trails or places of scenic beauty. And almost everywhere has something worth seeing and something new that you can try. And in that research that they did at Emory University, the other interesting thing about it was that it didn't need to be an experience that you would necessarily think you would like. It just needs to be a little different. So I hope Jillian Robinson could join us. We are going to take a short break now here on Eye of the Storm, your calm place in a crazy world.
Join Dr. Bernie Siegel on Mind Health Matters every first Saturday at 3 p.m., all part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network. Bernie will draw from his inspirational personal journey, offering us special nuggets of his sacred wisdom. Listen in as Bernie reminds us to be fully engaged in life.
Horses and quantum concepts are a usual thread of thought. Look for Patricia Cleveland and the Balanced Horse Project the first Sunday of every month at 6 p.m., all part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Songbirds with Dr. Gene Switzer will show us how intelligent pulses continuously flow in and out of us, creating a union between spirit and form, and how we can experience them as code breakers to live in harmony with ourselves and the universe. Part of Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, Songbirds is every second Saturday at 3 p.m.
Talking Alternative is your 24-hour alternative to mainstream talk radio, with topics like astrology and acupuncture, dance and divorce, politics and nonprofits. Our informative shows entertain while they educate. TalkingAlternative.com. We are professionals serving community.
Welcome to In Spirit with Maria Halverson. I'm Maria Halverson, your host. In Spirit comes to you every third Sunday of the month at 6 p.m. to bring you stories that will inspire you to open your hearts and minds to the afterlife. In Spirit is part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
You don't see them on the streets. In fact, you're probably not aware of them at all. But there are 100,000 of them right here in Massachusetts. They're homeless children. Child and family homelessness is a crisis in our community. Homeless kids are often transient, staying in shelters when they can, and even living in cars with their families. So they're out of sight, and unfortunately, out of mind. Horizons for Homeless Children is here to help. We're dedicated to improving the lives of homeless children and their families with programs and services to help kids learn and grow and help their families return to self-sufficiency. Join us in making a difference. Become a volunteer or make a donation. Visit horizonsforhomelesschildren.org or call 800-560-7702. That's horizonsforhomelesschildren.org or 800-560-7702.
You have an appointment with the angels. At My Crystal Angel Show, the angel therapist Livia Jepson will present a fun and lighthearted hour with the company of the angels. Livia and friends will be transmitting angelic messages for perfect health, love, and prosperity, answering questions and performing angel healing to all the listeners. The first half of this show will be performed in Portuguese, the second half in English. My Crystal Angel Show is every fourth Sunday, 8 p.m. Eastern and 5 p.m. Pacific, and is part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Ever wonder what your life has in store for you, or what is the next best step for you to take? Tune in to Ada Marie, the true golden oracle, extraordinary life extension specialist, seer, healer, teacher. Hear your answers every Sunday at 10 a.m. Eastern on Dream Vision 7 radio network. Listen and be amazed.
This is Dream Vision 7 radio network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Find solace and serenity within the Dream Vision 7 radio network. Our transcending shows can be heard on 1510 AM Revolution Boston and with affiliates EnergyTalkRadio.com and SpiritQuestRadio.com. We are terrestrial and internet radio, local, national, and international. For our schedule and to learn more, visit DreamVision7Radio.com.
Are you searching for a way to help create global change? Dream Vision 7 Radio Network's vision is to have an eclectic group of radio hosts dedicated to educating, enlightening, and helping humankind with positive messages and tools that enhance lives using different modalities and programs. If you would like to join our team and help illuminate the universe, call Deborah at 508-226-1723 or Deborah at DreamVision7Radio.com.
You don't see them on the streets. In fact, you're probably not aware of them at all. But there are 100,000 of them right here in Massachusetts. They're homeless children. Child and family homelessness is a crisis in our community. Homeless kids are often transient, staying in shelters when they can, and even living in cars with their families. So they're out of sight, and unfortunately, out of mind. Horizons for Homeless Children is here to help. We're dedicated to improving the lives of homeless children and their families with programs and services to help kids learn and grow and help their families return to self-sufficiency. Join us in making a difference. Become a volunteer or make a donation. Visit horizonsforhomelesschildren.org or call 800-560-7702. That's horizonsforhomelesschildren.org or 800-560-7702.
Are you searching for a way to help create global change? Dream Vision 7 Radio Network's vision is to have an eclectic group of radio hosts dedicated to educating, enlightening, and helping humankind with positive messages and tools that enhance lives using different modalities and programs. If you would like to join our team and help illuminate the universe, call Deborah at 508-226-1723 or Deborah at dreamvision7radio.com.
Join us on Hypnosis with Anna Maria every fourth Sunday at 6 p.m. We're here to support, guide, and teach you how to restore your life, how to stop smoking, how to lose weight, improve your self-esteem or behavior, empower yourself through hypnosis today, and live a better you tomorrow. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Horses and quantum concepts are a usual thread of thought. Look for Patricia Cleveland and the Balanced Horse Project the first Sunday of every month at 6 p.m., all part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Are you searching for inspiration? Perhaps you need to heal the past in order to move forward. Laura's latest book, The Caterpillar's Flight, A Story of Transformation, could be the message you've been waiting for. Laura speaks from her experience of healing from abuse and ultimately finding true love and a daily grace that she turns to again and again. Segments of The Caterpillar's Flight are also available in audio format. It can be very beneficial to listen to Laura's inspiring messages during your daily errands or commute in an effort to assist you in maintaining balance and ease throughout your endeavors. Laura's CDs on peace, forgiveness, true love, and the energy of grace in her Speaking Of CD series, in addition to her latest book, The Caterpillar's Flight, are available through her website. Today is the day to make a change within, heal your past, and embrace your bright future. Go to LauraLesterFournier.com today and get inspired.
Welcome back to Eye of the Storm, your calm place in a crazy world. This is a Dream Vision 7 Radio Network live broadcast here at 1510 AM Revolution Boston. I'm your host, Charlene Sherman, and we've been talking a little bit about how stretching yourself a little bit and stepping out, having new little adventures, can really do a lot for your self-esteem and to relieve stress, to relieve depression, and to just open up whole new ways of being and whole new aspects of yourself that you might have never been aware of before. We've mentioned Jillian Robinson's book called Change Your Life Through Travel, Inspiring Tips for a Richer, Fuller, More Adventurous Living. Unfortunately, she couldn't join us today, but we've been talking a little bit about the concepts in her book and how that ties in with the research that we spoke of earlier in the show. And how, don't think that you have to go to an exotic location to bring the spirit of travel into your everyday life. You can go somewhere in your own hometown that you've perhaps never been before. Maybe, you know, if you live in the desert, maybe you've never visited one of the local lakes. So maybe you might want to take a kayaking trip. If you've never kayaked before, great. That'll be a new adventure. And that's the whole point. You know, that everywhere, every community has historical sites, cultural sites, places of scenic beauty. Could be a farm, could be a winery, a vineyard. So learn about this and get involved. And there are even bed and breakfasts. Some of them are working farms, and they're bed and breakfasts, and they'll let you participate in some of their daily farm activities or farm chores. And it's really a lot of fun when it's not actually your job. You really get a whole insight into what other people's lives are like, and it really brings out new qualities that you didn't know of in yourself. For example, my husband and I went to a B&B a number of years ago, Hollister Hill Farm in Vermont. Beautiful place, a wonderful couple, Bill and Lee Light, that run it. And it's a working farm,
And if you choose to, you can help out with some of the farm chores. So my husband and I did that. And what I learned about myself is that I'm not afraid to get into a pen with, probably about 300 or 400 pound, huge, enormous pigs. Just to give you an example. So was that a confidence booster? Yes, it was. So travel of any kind really expands us and really gives us opportunities for these little, to take these little risks, to stretch ourselves, to learn more about ourselves. And we can do this no matter where we are and whether our travel budget is allows us to fly anywhere in the world and stay at a five-star hotel, or whether it's limited to wherever we could go on a half a tank of gas. And that's really the good news there. So I'm so glad that you could join me today here on Eye of the Storm. I hope it will be your calm place in a crazy world every third Saturday at 3 p.m. here on 1510 a.m. Revolution Boston. We are live. You can also listen online at dreamvision7radio.com. Also at dreamvision7radio.com, you'll find all of our affiliate scheduling information as well, because there are other times that you can listen online anywhere in the world. And I want to thank my guests, Linda and Bill Hammaker, wonderful laughter yoga teachers, for bringing a little laughter to us today. And I hope that's something that's inspired you to bring more laughter into your life. Maybe you'll join a laughter yoga group, or maybe you'll just start doing it every day on your own. I mean, you can do it in front of the bathroom mirror in the morning. You can, as they mentioned, you can do it in your car. You could do it at the office, and people will think you've lost your mind. But hey, you know, it's contagious. Laughter's contagious. We know that smiling is contagious, so the odds are they'll think you're crazy for maybe a few seconds, and then they're going to start laughing and smiling too. And everybody's going to have a better day. There's a quote that says, the shortest distance, laughter is the shortest distance between two people. And I think that's really beautiful. So I want to thank you once again for listening today on Eye of the Storm, your calm place in a crazy world. I'm Charlene Sherman, and I want to leave you with a really nice quote that embodies adventure. It's from Nehru, Jawaharlal Nehru, and he said, we live in a wonderful world that's full of beauty, charm, and adventure. There is no end to the adventures that we can have if only we seek them with our eyes open. So I hope you'll do that, and I hope you'll remember that no matter what's going on out there in that crazy world, the sun still rises and sets. Whatever it is that you're going through, this too will pass, and tomorrow is a new day.
Thank you for listening to Eye of the Storm, your calm place in a crazy world, with Charlene Sherman on the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Join us every third Saturday of the month at 3 p.m. Eastern to relax, have a few laughs, and hear some good news for a change. For more easy ways to unwind and enjoy life more, go to eyeofthestorm.co. Connect with Charlene by sending an email to info@eyeofthestorm.co.
Join us on Hypnosis with Anna Maria every fourth Sunday at 6 p.m. We're here to support, guide, and teach you how to restore your life, how to stop smoking, how to lose weight, improve your self-esteem or behavior, empower yourself through hypnosis today, and live a better you tomorrow. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Are you searching for a way to help create global change? Dream Vision 7 Radio Network's vision is to have an eclectic group of radio hosts dedicated to educating, enlightening, and helping humankind with positive messages and tools that enhance lives using different modalities and programs.
If you would like to join our team and help illuminate the universe, call Deborah at 508-226-1723 or Deborah at dreamvision7radio.com.
Ever wonder what your life has in store for you or what is the next best step for you to take? Tune in to Ada Marie, the true golden oracle, extraordinary life extension specialist, seer, healer, teacher. Hear your answers every Sunday at 10 a.m. Eastern on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Listen and be amazed.